Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the field to the court to the rink, get your sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, you're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia going to get caught up with one of our favorites, former Rochester American, Nathan Paish, joining us in the sports bar. Nate, how are you, bud?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, you know, can we talk you out of this decision? It's been a few weeks here. You know, the Amherst are coming back February 5th here, Nate.
I know. But for a guy my age, a year off is not exactly the easiest thing. I slid into men's league pretty nicely.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? You're signing up for your men's league team, and then you go up again. You look across the bench, you're like, oh, God, we're going up against Pacer tonight. This is going to be a long night, boys. Buckle up. Dude, how's the year off been? I mean, you know, everybody's going through their own thing, and COVID has kind of affected everybody in one way, shape, or form. How are you and yours holding up through the pandemic?
We're good. It's tough. Obviously, this has been difficult on us, just like it has been everybody. We're fortunate. Everybody stayed healthy, and my wife's been working, and I've started a new job the last couple of months, so that keeps us busy. But other than that, yeah, some of it's been tough. The missing watching sports and being at the rink and stuff, that's the most part, hardest part.
Yeah, if it weren't for the pandemic, well, I'll put it this way. Did the pandemic kind of make your decision for you here, Nate, as far as retirement?
Yeah, it really did. I mean, it was getting close to that time. I had originally thought I was going to go one more year, but with the whole pandemic and the way things are and the way the AHL season is going to play out, it was the right time.
Nate, when they called off the season in the spring, and we didn't really know what the future was going to look like, and then the NHL did the return to play, and they went with the bubbles and proceeded with their postseason. I'm curious, as a hockey guy, when you're watching that, when you're consuming that, what were your thoughts on how the NHL proceeded with their season after that delay?
I think it was amazing. I'm still on the executive board and still on the return to play for the AHL. We're still in negotiations now, so I was connected during that whole process of them trying to get it ready for the NHL to come back. And the amount of stuff behind the scenes that people did and the work they put together to be able to make that happen was just, it was absolutely remarkable. And it was questioned right up to the moment that they got to drop the puck. I mean, there was a lot of doubters, and it was really remarkable how they pulled it off. And I thought they did an amazing job.
Former Rochester American Nathan Paish, who announced his retirement right around the holidays, joining us here in the sports bar. You had two tours of duty with the Amherst, and it was the first one, Nate. And it was a few years ago, you came into the studio and I asked you the same question. But I remember being just so nervous seeing you up there, Game 7, Carolina, that opportunity. What did that mean to you? Because it gave you a few years in the NHL. You're playing Rochester, but to go in that situation where the Sabres, gosh, they haven't gotten back to that point since the game you played in.
Yeah, that was definitely a crazy second NHL game. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I was hurt at the end of that season, so I hadn't played games. Months. I got a high ankle sprain in a fight about the last month and a half before our AHL season was done. So I was just kind of getting healthy enough to play. And to be thrown in that situation, adrenaline took over, and it was a lot of fun. And I was just able to watch it for the first time. I think it was probably 4 or 5 months ago they aired it on MSG, and I watched it back for the first time ever. It was the wound was still open, but to be able to watch it was quite interesting, and my son thought it was pretty cool too.
Former Rochester American Nathan Pace joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Nathan, since the AHL season came to an end, since the NHL season came to an end, there's been a lot of changes within the organization. I just want to get your thoughts on some of the changes happening with PSE and what the Sabres have done and the Amerks in as well.
Well, I mean, obviously, changes happened and a lot of difficult decisions during COVID era. A lot of good people, unfortunately, were let go, but there's a lot of good people that are still within the organization and new hires. And fortunately, a lot of those guys landed on their feet in great jobs. Obviously, it was very difficult for me to see the coaching staff go. Very close friends with all three of them. And I was extremely happy when Tails got the job in Jersey. I think he's going to do an amazing job. I actually just talked to Gordo and Toby in the last 2 weeks. Both just unbelievable human beings. You guys both talked to them before. Just salt of the earth, great humans. And so that was very difficult. And then there's a lot of people in the office, too, that I was friends with and stuff. And I hope with this AHL getting back going, everybody will be back in the office and working and doing what they love. And it's just unfortunate. It's this business side of hockey, and it's difficult. And sometimes there's people that get hurt because of it, but it's you got to keep the game going, I guess. But they did a good job with the new coaching staff. I've met Seth, and obviously Adam Mayer is a real close friend of mine. And I played with Mike Weber. He's a great human being, a really great player. When I played with him, he was a real hardworking, intelligent player. And I think that he'll translate real nicely on the coaching staff. So I think they did a real good job.
Hall of Famer for the Rochester Americans, Nathan Pace, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Nathan, what you think of guys that retire at the top, and you think of John Elway holding up the trophy, and that was it, and you knew he was retiring. And I mean, for you, you didn't even know your season ended. Like, how would you describe your last game? I'm trying to bring me back to March, how that all ended. And then did you know at that time, my gosh, this might be my last shift?
Well, no, I would have never guessed the actual game I played was going to be my last game. I knew, I think, when the season was canceled, there was definitely a possibility. But it kind of worked out perfectly, to be honest with you. I had promised my son that I would do that ridiculous wiggle celebration of his if I ever scored again, and I didn't think I was going to. And I got into that game in Cleveland, and I happened to score, and I did the celebration, and that was my last game. So I can't think of a better way to move on, and now it's his time. He's the hockey player of the family, not I. And it's just I'm enjoying being his coach and watching him play.
I love it. And Nathan, we've talked to a lot of professional athletes after they've retired, and I know that some of them struggle with life after hockey or after whatever sport they played professionally. It sounds like you've found that purpose and that you're mentally in a good place, in a safe place. You're at peace with the decision to do what you've done and that you're not looking back with any regret.
Absolutely. I don't have any regrets. I think I was extremely fortunate to play 17 years. I think I transitioned retirement a lot slower than most guys do. My last 2 years, I really was a player coach kind of mentor type role. So that really helped the transition. I knew what my role was, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, I loved it. I still love going to the rink even every day, even though I only played, I think, 10 games the last two seasons each season. I mean, I loved it. I loved the practice still, and I really enjoyed kind of mentoring and seeing the success of the younger guys. So I'm going to miss that a lot. That's going to be difficult. Just the relationships and being able to, you know, hopefully help those young men grow up and be Sabres and NHL hockey players. I'm going to miss that part of the development side, I think, more than even playing.
I think what makes you so relatable is that you actually stayed here. I mean, are you staying here? Can you say Rochester is going to be your home, Nate?
Yeah, Rochester's home. I mean, it's been home since I started 17 years ago. I pretty much have always come back every summer. There was one summer when I was in Buffalo, but I was in Buffalo. I was so close. But other than that, I've had my home in Rochester for 11 years now, and it's always been home. And we've been back full time for almost 4 years, and this is home.
Nathan, you mentioned your role with the organization the last couple of years as more of a mentor, and boy, it feels like there might be a little bit of a shift in terms of how the Sabres organization is viewing the Amerks. Would you say that that's going to continue? Are there guys that you see on this roster now that can kind of provide and fill in where you would have provided that mentorship for some of the younger players?
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever somebody steps away, there'll always be somebody stepping in, and they got a good nucleus there. They got a lot of great human beings, a lot of young guys that can step into that role. And who knows, maybe they'll bring in another one or two older guys to help along that way. They're a young team, but the league this year, you're going to see, is going to trend extremely young. It just, it is what it is during a pandemic. It's a very difficult season. There's a lot of hoops to jump through. It's, these owners are sacrificing a lot to allow these players to play. It's financially not exactly the easiest thing to do right now. And so there's going to be tough decisions when it comes to rosters, but the nucleus in that room that I was with the last 3 years, there's a lot of great character and a lot of great human beings, and they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, some of those guys you play with are now up in Buffalo, and I would assume that you might be having an opinion on what to accept. I mean, let me put it this way with the Sabres. I don't have any expectations. Should we have a few expectations here for the Sabres this year, Nate?
I can't see why not. I mean, you look at the lineup and the players that they have, they're definitely capable. It's a difficult league, and they're in a difficult division. So nothing's going to be easy. Nothing ever comes easy in the NHL, as everybody knows. Anything can happen during a season with injuries, but if they stay healthy, there's a lot of opportunity there. They have a really nice group, I think. I think it's really come together, and they got a couple pieces there that could really take them to the next level.
Nathan Paish, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Gino mentioned it in SportsCenter. Bot's got a gig, assistant GM for the expansion Seattle Kraken. Now with a Seattle franchise coming in to the league next year with that expansion draft and everything going on, with it still fresh in our memory, it's not realistic to imagine that Seattle could do what Vegas was able to do and turn their team immediately into a year-in, year-out Stanley Cup contender, is it, Nathan?
I got to think it's going to be extremely hard for them. I think everybody kind of, I don't want to say were unprepared for the first expansion draft, but I think they gave up a little too much and were a little too worried about losing players on their roster that they gave up a lot. You look at some of the players that Vegas got, Shea Theodore, somebody like that, or the draft picks. I just don't see players like that being available again. I don't think teams will allow that to happen. I could be wrong. They got great, you know, with Botts is going to make it work. He's a great hockey mind. He's a great individual. He just called me last week to congratulate me on everything. I think the world of him, and I think he's going to do a great job. But I think it's going to be that much harder for him than it was with Vegas, just because everybody's kind of gone through the, and they know what to expect now.
I know you have a position now, but all right, would you leave the door open here? You are so connected to all these teammates of yours that are working up in the NHL, whether it be coaching, whether it be scouting, whether it be something else down the road with this game. You have a passion for it. Is that door open?
Yeah, absolutely. The door is always open. You never know where the future is going to hold. For me right now, the most important thing is what's best for my family, what's best for my wife and kids. They're coming first. They've put me first my whole hockey career. You're talking, my wife's been with me, following me around from, I don't know, I can't remember, I think it was 26 moves or something like that we've done together.
Wow.
So they have to come first. And if something comes, obviously, I'm very, very happy where I'm right now. I'm extremely lucky, and I'm loving what I'm doing. So you never know. You know, they never know what the future holds. I still love the game, and I still will be involved in some capacity no matter what.
And Nathan, Gino and I joke that, you know, we joke because it's funny, because it's true that marriage is just a series of continuous negotiations. And in this situation, it feels like she might have a little bit of a bargaining chip over you on this one. You would have to present a pretty compelling offer to uproot one more time after 26 moves? My God, man.
I'd have to ask her, yeah. But to be honest with you, she'd move tomorrow. She's very supportive of that, and she loved it. She loved every minute. She loved the moves. It was exciting, and she even says, you know, she's getting a little antsy or not moving. It's been 3.5 years, and we haven't made a move, so she's changing the house all around. She's painted all the walls and everything. So it's like we've moved around in our own house. All that furniture's moved. You kind of get used to that lifestyle a little, and she's got used to it as well. She's with me for a long time during my pro hockey career, so I don't think she would never hold me back. It would just have to be what's right, what's best for our kids as well.
Yeah. How's your son holding up with, because gosh, it's such a, you're practicing, I would assume, but you can't really scrimmage anybody here. I mean, we're all kind of in a holding pattern in the youth hockey community right now.
Yeah, it's difficult. We were able to travel out of state during the first month or two of the hockey season. We were able to go to 3 tournaments. Until everything obviously shut down hard, but I think we're pretty lucky. I've got a lot of friends in Canada that they can't even get on the ice. You see what's going on there. They can't practice, can't even walk in a rink. So I think he's just lucky and happy to be able to practice. He gets to get on the ice still, and I find ourselves to be in a pretty good situation. Obviously, kids want to play games, so we got creative. They play against each other. They do three-on-three stuff. And, you know, kids, he's young. He's only 10 years old. He's fine.
Nathan, what else you got cooking in the community that our listeners can read up on, catch up on, to connect with you, knowing that you are here, you are one of us, and now that your pro hockey playing days are over, that you are still involved in the local hockey community?
Well, I'm the head coach for my son's team with the Junior Amherst, and then I'm also on the board serving as the hockey development board for the Junior Amherst as well. We're constantly, Francois Mathot's ahead, he's a close friend of mine. We work closely together with basically trying to, you know, use our hockey minds to help the youth hockey of Rochester and try to think of different ways to advance their skill, advance them as people, and we're constantly talking. Stevie Gianta is also a member. The three of us were in constant communication, just trying to find a way to pass on our knowledge to the youth and help out with that. And then now I'm technically an Amherst alumni, so you'll see me out in alumni events and still working with alumni.
Yeah, I've already put you in the Hall of Fame by saying that earlier, Nathan. So like we should, they haven't announced this year's class. I think they just put you up there this year. What do you think?
That'd be flattering, but I think there's a three-year holding pattern.
Oh,
so
is there?
You're going to have to wait a little bit.
Lots of charity hockey games to look forward to playing with you, Nathan. It's going to be a good time, and congratulations on an unbelievable run as a pro and your, of course, your Amherst career and calling Rochester home. We can't thank you enough.
Oh, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Nate Pace, who great career calling at Quest. Appreciate his time today here in the sports bar.
All right, we've got I'll drink to that on the way next. Some takes on tap, Gino.
Yeah, takes. Where? What is the biggest opponent for the Buffalo Bills? Is it Kansas City? I'm going to say no. And also a take on this. Our profession needs. I'm calling out our own profession here. We are a mess right now in the media, okay? Let's review the last 48 hours here. Holy cow.
Yeah, I want to take a moment to recognize an unsung hero from Sunday's win against the Miami Dolphins. Hasn't really gotten a lot of publicity, but a play that we didn't talk enough about that I just thought was remarkable. You don't see it happen too often in the NFL, but when it happens, it's a thing of beauty. We'll explain. And I have a non-sports take today, ever popular non-sports take, on a holiday favorite that doesn't have a long enough shelf life. I'll explain. Mm. That's all drink to that. On the way next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.